Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was at this guy's place and I was like, okay, I'm going to Uber home now because I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm high maintenance. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm not sleeping here. And he was like, no, don't. And I mean, it was like really late anyway. So I was like, ugh, it would be kind of creepy to get an Uber right now.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the one and only Shelby George.
Hello. What a nice welcome. I feel so welcome to the pod.
Well, Shelby is, I'm going to gas you up a little and then I'll have you explain.
Okay, great.
So Shelby is a YouTuber and, you know, I would say that she was a lifestyle YouTube gal, but yeah. Now she's kind of all over the place in the sense that she's very techie. She's very athletic. I feel like a lot of different types of people can enjoy your videos, which is awesome. And then also my favorite thing about Shelby is that she's a hustler and she just started her own very startup company called Shutter.
Yes, without the E though. So S-H-U-T-T-R.com.
Yeah. So trendy of you. And
it's because
the domain name.
Yeah, the domain name for Shutter with the E is $300,000. So I was like,
who has it?
No thanks. I think just like GoDaddy.
I feel like it's more trendy to without the E.
I think so too. Like I wanted it without the E.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. Yeah, Shudder is this awesome...
It's a website for now.
Yeah.
So eventually I want it to be an app, but right now it's a marketplace website. So you can go on there and look for like a photographer, a videographer, or an editor to help make your videos. Or if you just want photos somewhere like senior photos, family photos, or Instagram photos. And we also have businesses use it too for their like social media and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So if someone like me was doing social media for a company and I needed to hire a photographer or a videographer to film a promo video for their website or whatnot, I would hop onto Shudder, find my person and hire them. Or if I were a blogger and I needed some new content for, you know, the Super Bowl that's coming up, I need some football picks. And so then I found someone that could do that.
Yeah. I'm also on it if anyone wants to hire me.
Yeah, I know. I need to get on it.
Yeah, you should. Because you do like freelance.
I know, I do a lot of freelance. Yeah. Okay, so can you explain beyond that what I just said, kind of how you got into YouTube, where you're from, how old you are,
yeah,
maybe the knickknacks about you, and then along with that, more about Shudder, because I just think
totally
that's so awesome.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I'm 23 now. I live in LA. I've lived here in LA for 5 years.
Which is kind of crazy.
I know, I can't believe it.
I feel like not many people have lived here for 5 years that I know.
I know. I'm like, how have I lasted?
You're still a normal, sane human being. We just drink more
now.
Green juice.
Yeah. but I'm from Seattle area originally, and I started making YouTube videos when I was like 13. I was just really bored one summer, and you can't drive when you're 13, and I didn't live close enough to like walk to my friends.
Uh-huh.
So when I'd be done with gymnastics, I'd be like, I have nothing to do. Like,
yeah.
I always liked making videos. Like when I did gymnastics, I would bring a camera and make like the end of the year banquet uh-huh. thing. I feel like so many YouTubers, it's like they were that person made like the videos for whatever.
Wait, I have a question. So Shelby has a twin sister, Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Did you or Monica start making YouTube videos first?
We kind of... So I bought a camera and would make like random videos. And then Monica like started making... lifestyle-y ones.
Got you.
And then I was like, oh, this is a cool idea. Like, once you find that there's a community of people doing uh-huh. it. So I feel like I started making videos and then she was like, I'm going to try and like brand my channel a little
bit.
Although no one really used those terms in like 2009.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so ever since you guys have had your own channels. And didn't you have a conjoined?
Yeah, we had a channel together for a little bit, but I don't know how twins can do that. Like, we would just end up fighting and be like, can't.
Really? What was the one channel that you had that was, it was like Just Like That?
Oh, Just Like That. Yeah. So that was a collab channel that was originally me, Monica, Nikki Philippi, Meg DeAngelis, Megan Hughes, and Alex Weiss. And we're all just like, let's make a collab channel. Let's upload like
how
one
did
day
that,
a week.
How did that start?
I think Alex wanted to make a collab channel, and then eventually it was, how did it kind of go?
Eventually, and you guys were YouTube school. Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're all YouTube friends.
Lived all
and,
over.
Yeah, and then some people realize they're like a little too busy for it, and eventually we're like, what if we recast this and have other people in it? It was really just a big experiment to uh-huh. see if it would work, and it got a lot of views and subscribers, but after a certain point it kind of plateaued and we were like, okay, this isn't really worth
do your own thing.
Yeah.
But how old were you, would you say, when that collab channel started?
I think like 19,
because I feel like that's very, I don't know what the correct word is, but very business savvy for a 19-year-old to be like, let's do a collab channel.
We made it like a legit like company.
That was like
too.
The OG like, Team 10.
Yeah. No,
in a way.
It was the exact idea for Team 10. Team 10 just had like a bigger person starting it, you know? And so it worked better in that way. But it was like same idea.
Yeah, which is pretty remarkable for a 19-year-old to like come up with and whatever, execute.
Yeah, it wasn't all me though. It was like everyone.
All of you guys. Yeah. So then like, was there a big turning point for your channel that like, was there a video that blew you up? How did you get big?
It was a very gradual thing, honestly. Like some people process. Some people have one video that blows up and then their channel's like huge. But for me, it was like pretty gradual. But there was a point in like 2012 where it was almost a formula if you did these type of like DIY 100%. Videos. It was almost guaranteed that you would just grow pretty quick. And so when I was doing those, I was like, my channel's consistently growing. I had a manager and was getting brand deals. Everything was just like progressing, and it just made sense to spend more time on that.
Yeah.
Like, it felt ridiculous to throw it away, you know? And like, spend time at school felt like a waste of time. So I did have one video though that did so well. It was 10 life hacks for back to school. And that was completely me trying to come up with a video that would do really well. Like, I remember like sitting down and trying to brainstorm like, okay, what's gonna do well. I wrote out like a little like web thing, you know, and I would just write like random ideas. I still do this sometimes when I can't come up with an idea. Highly recommend, it works pretty well.
Yeah, I did that too.
So I just wrote down like keywords that I thought did well, and like you kind of draw lines and connect them. And for some reason, like, it finally clicked, like, back to school life hacks, of course that's gonna do so well because people like really liked back to school and really liked life hacks.
Yeah, back to school is basically like, it's like similar as retail, like the holiday season is for retail.
Yeah,
it's like back to school is like YouTube season, holiday season is like retail season. Totally. For those that are in that industry.
Yep. And that video, like, in the first week, I think, got probably, like, 500,000 views.
Really?
I don't remember, but, like, now it's probably, like, a couple million.
So what were some of your hacks?
Yeah. I don't even remember.
You don't remember?
Oh, I remember one, actually, which I still use. They have these, this spray, like, what's it called? Like, it gets rid of wrinkles.
Oh, the wrinkle spray?
Yeah, wrinkle spray. Like, I didn't know about
that. Oh, I love wrinkle spray.
Yeah.
I use it all the time.
So, one was, like, to have that, because who has time to,
I don't
like,
even own
iron
an iron.
Clothes.
I don't even own one. I need to get a steamer.
It's actually good for traveling, too. Like, I bring those when I travel.
Stuff gets
wrinkled.
Huh.
That was one. I don't remember the others, because it was, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Cool. So, then you kept growing your channel, and then when did Shudder become a thing?
So I had the idea for Shudder over 2 years ago, probably. I was in Seattle just visiting my family, you know, and I needed to make a video because you can't just go like a month without uploading.
Yeah.
So usually I would have a friend or someone help, and that wouldn't really go too well. Like, you just aren't that happy with the footage when it's someone who knows nothing about a camera.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not gonna turn out great. And I was like, okay, I, like, what am I gonna do? Go on Craigslist and find someone? Like, no way. That's sketchy.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, sitting in the Starbucks and having the idea. I was like, wait, there should be an app for this. Like, find a videographer, photographer anywhere. And I got so excited. I was like, this is such a good idea. And I, like, wrote out this whole, like, plan for it and stuff. And I ended up hiring this developer to, like, code the app, but I didn't really like how it looked. And I also didn't realize at that time.
So, time out. I want the details.
Oh, okay.
The nitty-gritty.
Okay.
How much did you, you don't have to say how much you paid. You can if you want. But, like, did you pay this guy a significant amount of money to code an app that you didn't use?
I think I paid him, like, $5,000.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, but to me, I was, like.
Yeah, but you're not liking it? That's a lot.
That's true.
Like,
but
I'm just saying, from like a college, like a random college student.
Yeah, for a random person.
In Indiana.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
To me, it was like, I was willing to lose it and I didn't really, like,
because,
you know.
What were you comparing it to? Like a brand deal?
Yes, to a brand deal, and also to how much it costs to, like, develop an app. Normally it could be like $50,000, like $250,000 or more, like, depending on what it is. And I mean, at the time I fully was like, okay, like, it's not that I hated it. It was just that I didn't realize at this time that you can't just make an app and be like, that's it, it's done. No, it's a, like, legit business. You have to, like, start setting things in place. And I was not ready for that because I was, like, 20 and I still wanted to travel and make videos. And I just totally underestimated what it would all take. And so I totally just, like, put it on the back burner for a while and still was like, this is such a good idea. But, like, I just can't right now, you know?
Got it. So you're $5,000 out.
Yeah.
Right.
No. But I was kind of like, I don't know. I felt kind of bad about it, but it wasn't like, okay, this is my life savings and I'm risking it all. You know,
I would not do that. Were you kind of like, I just need to do another brand deal and like that'll just cover it? Or what, like, was that kind of your mindset or were you just like, I'll come back to this?
Yeah, it was like, okay, I'm so lucky to have like some extra money to test this out and I might as well like try some other stuff.
And you know what I really admire about that is that I have a lot of friends or YouTubers who, I mean, YouTubers can make really good money at a young age, which is awesome. But what's funny is like sometimes it's people spend their money on different things. Like some people get a new bag, some people will get a new car, some people whatever.
And I've done that thing and it's not fulfilling everyone. Like,
really?
I've done the like buy a nice car thing. Like, I bought like a...
Well, yeah, tell me.
Okay, so I remember like just living in LA, it's such a thing. Like everyone has like nice bags. So I bought like a Givenchy bag 1 year and like now I use this like...
So how much is like a Givenchy bag?
I think the one I got was like $1,200 or something.
Okay, so you spent... Okay.
Like, yeah, like $1,000 on a bag, which, like, not to say I wouldn't ever again, but, like, it just is ridiculous. You could invest that money. Like, there's so many other things now that I'm like, I just don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
the bag. Do you still use it, the bag?
I did use it, like, every single day for 2 years. So now it is kind of ratty and, like, I have it, but I don't use it. I use just, like, a $40 bag from Princess Polly that's... I like a lot also.
This is the most Shelby thing I've ever heard in my entire
life. So I'm like, I just, I don't know. I do like that stuff, but I'm also
what
like...
What else have you, what's another thing that you spent money on that you were like, why did I do that?
Okay, so me and Monica leased an Audi and we did it in Seattle. So the car's still there and I don't use it ever. And it is really nice. Like I love driving it, but also I have a Honda Civic here and I'm like... It does the job. Like,
yeah.
It's fine.
Got it. So you know? Do you and Monica kind of regret, like, getting that? Did you end up buying the Audi, or are you still leasing
it? Still leasing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you kind of regret doing that, or?
Kind of, just because not only is the lease expensive, but the insurance is so much more expensive.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So now, in my mind, I'm like, I could have a nice car, but the big thing to me is, like, I don't want to waste that much money on insurance. Like, maybe when I'm 25, because I'm not really that far off from being 25. Then I'll be like, I'll get another Audi.
So you're what, 23?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, part of it is, like, you kind of just... What I realized for myself is, like, I want to know that I can have these things, but I don't need them.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's so awesome to be like, okay, I did that, and, like, I can have that, but, like, I don't need it.
Got it.
So, yeah. Although in LA, I will say sometimes I'll roll up on Honda Civic and be like low key embarrassed because everyone has a nice car.
No, here. I know what you mean. Everyone has like, it's okay. In, for instance, in Indiana, everyone has like, I feel like what's this? A Honda CRV.
Yeah.
Or like a Ford, Explorer or like something like that. I feel like those
that's
are very
kind of Seattle.
Yeah, like Ford, like very SUV state. Yep. Like it's like Ford Explorers. Oh, what are those? What the Tahoes, the Suburban, the Chevy Tahoes.
Right. Okay.
I feel like that's a mom car. Definitely. A lot of those. Anyway. Basically what like a Honda CRV in Indiana is like basically like a Range Rover in LA. Like everyone has a Range Rover or like a G-Wagon. It's like there's so many G-Wagons. It's not like, oh, that's a cool car. It's like, oh, there's another one.
Yeah. And I love that stuff. And I'm like, I definitely want to get another Audi. But I'm like, I'm trying to pace myself so that I'm not like 25 and thinking like an Audi is like just basic.
You know?
Like that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
If you're like,
so true.
You like don't appreciate it anymore. Like trying to pace myself.
Yeah. So were you kind of, was there like a realization where you're like, I actually want to invest this money into my brand or my business, or when did you have that realization?
Maybe probably like a year after having the Audi, because they do say when you buy something like big, it's like the first 6 months you're like, this is so awesome, and then you're like, okay, it's just like normal.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I would rather invest in like my retirement fund, like boring stuff like that, you know. I'm like, I should do that if I get started on that early. Like, you just feel so much better and like responsible and like you have your life together a little bit.
I always say that LA is full of people with Gucci bags with no money in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everyone has a Gucci bag with no money in the Gucci bag.
Yeah.
It's, like, all a facade.
That's so funny.
Isn't it kind of true?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm balling with my Princess Polly.
Yeah. But honestly, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then how did Shudder develop?
So
after the app thing.
Yeah, after the app thing, and I was like, quarter life crisis, like full on quarter life crisis.
We're not even at a quarter yet, kind of.
Yeah, I was like, I'm maybe at a quarter now if I'm like, live to be 100-ish soon.
Yeah.
Well, I'm almost 24, so I could say I could be a quarter life crisis now. But yeah, I was like, oh, my channel, it wasn't really... You know, okay, so like I said, for a while, it was like you can make this certain type of videos and your channel will just grow, like, consistently. But YouTube is always changing the algorithm. Like, you don't really know what's going to do well in a year.
Yeah.
So it was changing and it was kind of like, are these videos doing well anymore? And also, do I even like making these videos anymore?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I should work more on Shudder. But I was getting a little stressed out because I was like, I feel like my videos aren't doing as well, so I need to focus on them, which I still feel like that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
But now I just like manage it better, probably. But anyway, with Shudder. So I probably didn't even work on it at all for like a year because I was like, this is so overwhelming. Like, I have no idea how to even approach this. It scared me because I was like, I don't know, it just feels like such a big risk, even though it didn't really, like, have to be that much.
Yeah.
And then but I always still thought it was such a good idea, and was like, I wish it existed.
You just, like, believed in it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to use it. Like, even if I hadn't made it, I wish it just existed. And that's why I was like, okay, this probably is a good idea. And the point when I really, like, decided to not work on it for a while, when I was, like, doing the math of, like, how much could this really make? Like, is it worth spending money on? And I thought, like, the market for this just isn't big enough. Because there aren't that many YouTubers that, like, make a living on it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe 5,000 worldwide. Maybe more. But I was like, okay, not that many people are going to use it. And then later I realized, okay, no. People are using it for, like, Instagram. Random people just want photos.
Businesses and stuff like that.
And so I was like, okay, people do want to use it. And even now, I've seen, like, most people that use Shudder now are just, like, random people that want senior photos.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Probably because YouTubers are so particular about what they want. So I think it just still needs some work to get there. But I guess last December, I met, at that one Dote weekend, I met Anne-Marie and Tasha. And we ended up becoming friends and hanging out. And one day, me and Anne-Marie were talking about ideas for stuff. And we realized we both had the same idea for this. Like, she had made it as a class project at USC.
Gotcha.
And I, like, had, you know, paid that guy to, like, kind of make it. And we were like, okay, we should do this. Like, I was on Anne-Marie, like, let's make it.
Yeah.
But she was finishing school. So once she finished school, we really actually started to make it. And there were so many times of just being like, how do we even get started? Like, what should we do? What's the best way to go about this? Like, we have no idea. And I was thinking it would probably be pointless to spend a lot of money on it again. I still have the code that that guy wrote and could still, like, use it.
Do something with it.
Yeah, when we want to make it an app. But we luckily got accepted to this program called Grid 110. And it really helped us because it made us, like, focus on it more, for one. And also, it was a program that basically is a nonprofit with the city of LA trying to get more startups in downtown LA specifically.
Really?
Yeah. So,
how did you find that?
We found it through a USC incubator email that Anne-Marie got.
Gotcha.
So we applied to the USC incubator and just, like, never heard back.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it was because we didn't even have, like, any product at all.
Got it.
For it at that point. So it kind of made sense. They're probably like, okay, you're not engineers. Like, what are you going to make? So we got accepted to this one, and it had, like, 12 other companies in it. It was called Idea to Prototype. So some people just had, like, just an idea. Some people actually had a prototype. Like, there was this really cool company that made goggles for firefighters to, like, VR see where other firefighters are. Like, it was amazing. That's
crazy.
And just other companies like that. Like, a lot of them were app ideas. And the program gave us free office space in downtown LA, which was awesome because...
Yeah, so sick.
Yeah, because I'm used to working at home and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So it was awesome to have that. And then we had classes twice a week where they would teach us different things. So we would practice our pitch. They would have, like, venture capitalists come in and speak about how to make a pitch deck or an investor deck. Mm-hmm. Like, different things like that.
So cool.
And it was all free. It was, like... really cool to have the community of other people that were also starting
helping
out.
Yeah,
and we also had the three founders of Grid 110. You could book office hours with them at any time to just get advice on what you're doing. And I still can, like, hit them up for advice, which is cool.
It's awesome.
So by the end of that, we had our basic prototype for Shutter, and we made a couple versions of it, actually, but I like what we have now. And we spent so little money on it. Like, that's what they teach you is... the lean canvas startup model. It's to spend, like, hardly any money testing your idea.
Wow. Because, that's awesome.
Yeah. So many people will spend, like, I did. I didn't know. I spent like $5,000 on, even if it was completely finished, you don't know what people are going to like what features they'll like.
Exactly. So what's Shutter's current status?
So right now it's a website. We have probably 80 freelancers on it.
Which is a good amount, I'd say.
Yeah. And we are always having more. You can apply at shutter.com/apply. Or if you want to book someone. Also, it's like still at an early stage where if someone needs help finding one, you can email me, shelby@shutter.com. So we've had people book mostly, as I said, like senior photos type of thing. And I've used it to find videographers that I've used for videos.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then I meet up with a lot of the photographers and videographers just to, like, get a feel for what they're like and get their feedback. Like, I love just having people look at it and tell me what they like about it and what they don't like about it to make it better. So we're kind of just, like, getting it out there right now and getting more people on it.
Okay, so now that that's pretty much the current status of Shutter, right? You can go on, you can book,
you can book
whatever.
People, it's up, it works, it's awesome.
Yeah. The way I always describe it when I'm explaining it to my friends is kind of like Airbnb or a dating app to find a freelance photographer or videographer.
Yeah, I always say Airbnb. Totally.
Okay, cool. Now let's get into the polls. So how did you come up with these polls? Do you vote in my polls?
I vote in your polls, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I vote in a lot of them. Like, enough that now your Instagram story will pop to the front a lot. So I'm like, I always am like, oh, what are they? Like, it's fun. I think they're fun to vote in.
What are your favorite polls to vote in?
Okay, I don't vote in these ones, but I love the ones that you do that are like, guys, vote in this. And then you see that.
Shelby's always DMing me. She's like, let me know the result.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so
don't
funny.
Worry, girl. I got
so
you.
So funny.
So you like to see what guys vote.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of times I'm like, what?
It's weird. Shelby and I have a very similar type in men.
Uh-huh.
I'd say.
Yeah. Which I want to show you a new one that I'm...
A new prospect. Yeah, we call them prospects. Okay. So, how did you kind of come up with these? I feel like I've kind of, like, been wanting you to do this, but how did you... Yeah. How did this happen?
Me and Taylor and Morgan went on a trip to San Francisco.
Randomly.
And they realized how high maintenance I am while I sleep.
Which it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's, like, I love it. I think it's funny.
And so, like, we kind of came up with poll questions then and thought it would be really funny. And so I was like, okay, I can't be the only high maintenance sleeper out there. I know I'm more than, like, the normal person.
Let me preface this a little bit. So Shelby, I had never even had a sleepover with Shelby, I don't think. And we were on this trip and she was being a high maintenance sleeper in the sense that, like, she had to have an eye mask and she had, like, her ear
earplugs.
Which always, I was like,
every night.
I was like, whatever. Like, my mom does that sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, I didn't think anything of it. But then when she got up in the middle of the night to like fix the temperature and like do all this stuff all the time, Morgan and I were like, what is the deal with this chick?
If it's hot, like, I just can't sleep. I'll just lay there all night, like, sweating.
So then I started asking Shelby, I'm like, Shelby, what do you do when you like have a friend sleep over? Like, what's gonna happen when you're like, when you marry someone, you're like sleeping next to them? Like, is that a deal breaker for you? Because like, I'm always on the search for deal breaker polls.
Right.
So I'm like asking her all this stuff, and this is kind of how these polls happen.
Right. And I was like, okay, I could like make it work. Also, you were like, oh, what if you stay at a guy's place?
Yeah. I was like, what happens when you stay at a guy's place? Like,
and I was like, oh, pretty recently, like, I guess this was like kind of recent after this. I was like, I'm like laughing.
We're still laughing. She's so high maintenance when they're sleeping. Like, I wish I could show you.
I know. Well, first of all, I was at this guy's place and I was like, okay, I'm going to Uber home now because I'm tired. And
yeah.
I'm high maintenance. Like,
yeah, exactly. I'm
not sleeping here. And he was like, no, don't. And I mean, it was like really late anyway. So I was like, ugh, it would be kind of creepy to get an Uber right now. And I'm like literally laughing thinking about that I did this.
Well, you have to explain how, like, okay, when she sleeps, there has to be no light.
Yeah, like if there's light, I just don't sleep. I just
even if she has night. Even if she has the eye mask, like there still has to be no light in the room.
Yeah,
and it has to be cold.
So yes, so basically this guy like gave me a sweatshirt to wear, and I was like thinking in my head, like, there's no way I'm gonna wear this, like it's really hot.
But so how did you use the sweatshirt?
My genius in me. I used a sweatshirt as a sleep mask, and it didn't really work that well, to be honest. I don't think I slept very much that night. Like, the next day I was like, I'm so tired, like I should have just Ubered home. Like, but I tried, and I've done that before. I've used a sweatshirt as a sleep mask, just like if I can't find my sleep mask.
That's so funny.
And the guy was like, he was
like, what the heck?
What? Like, he like, definitely noticed and was like,
and you're sleeping with a little sweatshirt over your face.
Like, just a sleeve of it, you know, not like the full. But he was like, this girl's
wild. It's like wrapped around your face. Yeah. It's so funny. Okay, so we'll talk more about this as we go through the polls, because I feel like they're very highly correlated. Okay, one, are you a high maintenance sleeper?
Yeah, what do people say?
Okay, I'm not. Uh-huh. You are, you'd
yes,
say?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I would say you are too. 42% said yes.
Oh, wow.
58% said no. So
lucky them.
Yeah, there you go. Do you wake up when the first alarm goes off? Thought this was a good question.
I always do. I wake up like an hour before my alarm goes off. I know.
You're insane.
I know. It's not fun.
Okay, here's the thing. I pretty much wake up when the first alarm goes off. I mean, unless I'm like ridiculously tired. But I have this weird thing that if I have like work or a big meeting or something in the morning, I wake up like before the alarm because I know I have to wake up.
I do that.
It's weird.
For the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'd say I wake up for first alarm. 50-50 on this one.
Interesting. Cool.
Interesting. Is snoring a deal breaker? I added this.
It's honestly, like, not, because earplugs are awesome.
It's like, not.
They work.
For me, it's not. And actually, I snore, so I'm surprised you don't, like, I mean, we've slept together. Like, on trips and stuff.
Yeah, and I used earplugs, and, like, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, if someone snores really loud, then I'd be like, you need to get surgery to fix that.
Yeah, no kidding. That's my brother. Snoring is not a deal breaker. I snore, so sorry, people that said it's a deal breaker. I want to see who said it's a deal breaker.
Oh, yeah, because you can see who, like...
Yeah. Holy cow. Literally all girls.
Really?
Girls saying it's a deal breaker. Girls, girls, girls. Like, I haven't seen one guy yet.
How funny.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean, good for me, because I...
You would think I'd say yes to this one, but, like,
Life
hack, earplugs.
Okay. Is snoring really loud a deal breaker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, so loud that I can't sleep, then yeah. Or get him a breathe right strip.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a deal breaker for me, but it is kind of annoying. Like, I get annoyed with my brother. He's horrible at snoring. 67% said yes. It's snoring really loud is a deal breaker. Yeah. Which are you, a night owl or a morning person?
Morning person.
I'm a morning person too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 60% said night owl, 40% said morning person. I want to see who the morning people are. A lot of girls.
Hmm. I feel like girls kind of are. I had an Uber driver one time that said that. He was like, girls wake up at 6 a.m.
Okay, a couple guys that, like, I feel like have their crap together. Uh-huh. But I don't know. This is funny because this is associated with your other questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of girls. I mean, I have more girl followers than guys, but... Oh, yeah, my brother voted morning person, which he is.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, 61% said night owl, 39% said morning person. Morning people are more productive than night owls, true or false?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Who knows?
I mean, I'm biased as hell.
Yeah, right?
I think so, too. I do have some friends, though, and I can be like this at times when, like, my brain doesn't turn off at night and I can, like, grind out some stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's... I mean, I don't want to say this and be wrong, but, like, I feel like I've read somewhere that it's scientifically proven that if you get stuff done in the morning, it's, like...
You're, like, more productive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you think about it, I forget... Oh, it was Casey Neistat's video where he was saying that if you get up and work out in the morning, then so when someone... Then at, you know, 9 a.m. when you roll into work and there's a box of donuts, then you're not going to eat the donuts because you just spent an hour working out.
It's so
it's like it disciplines your whole day.
It does. Yeah. You know? It sets your day up to be like in the right mindset.
Exactly. So yeah, morning people are more productive. I would say true. 62% said true.
Yeah. Although I feel like just... Each one, like, if you are a night owl and you just really embrace that and get your work done at night, then...
True.
Like, I know some people who are just so creative at night for some reason.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's not me.
Exactly. Although, at night, for me, it's like, that's when I want to watch a movie.
Yeah, that's when I'm, like, tired and I want to have my chill time to just do whatever I want.
Yeah. Okay. Do morning people think they are better than night owls?
I feel like we do.
Yeah.
I feel like we think we're more productive.
I feel like I think that, like, I'm superior to the night owl.
I think night owls feel it, too. And they're
I'm sure they know.
Well, I stayed up till 3 a.m. working on music or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's such a musician thing to be a night owl.
Totally.
That's so funny. There should be, like... polls or a statistic or a survey or something taken on, like, based on your career or your profession, and, like, if that has anything to do with your if you're a morning or night person.
I feel like it is, because I hear a lot of, like, computer programmers stay up all night.
Yeah, or, like, rappers, I feel like, come up with their album at, like, 3 a.m.
Totally.
Do morning people think they're better than night owls? 75% said yes.
That's so funny.
Can you force yourself to be a morning person?
I feel like you can't. Well, kinda. Maybe. But, like, some people I know, they just are so tired in the morning. And they're just, like, that's just not their, like, rhythm to the day.
I feel like... I feel like you can, because the only reason why is I feel like you can if you, like, commit yourself to a whole month of, like, getting up at 6 and working out or something, because it just starts the habit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I feel like it's a habit thing, or you can make it a habit thing, but I do also think you're born, like, a morning person or a night person.
Yeah, I feel like there's some studies that are, like, some people are just, like... that way.
Uh-huh.
But you can, like, change it if you want.
Yeah, I also think some people are just born night owls because their brain can't turn off at night.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to go to sleep and they're like, I cannot.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend that's like that. Yeah, 76% said you can force yourself to be a morning person.
Yeah, you can force yourself to get up early.
Yeah. Would you rather sleep at your significant other's place or them sleep at your place?
My place, surprise. I want to control the air temperature.
Okay,
is that crazy?
No, that's very you.
Yeah.
I think that if they're, like... How do I explain this? I think there's a beauty in, like, being able to, like, when you sleep over at a friend's house or something, you can leave whenever you want.
Yes,
you
know what I mean? That actually is really nice.
That's nice. Like, even when you're going to hang out at someone's house, like, you can leave whenever you want.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's worse when you like want someone to leave.
I know. And you have to be like, so like, I haven't
I am, yeah, yeah. I should do that as a poll. Like, have you ever like faked like you had something to get someone to leave your house?
I feel like I've done that. Yeah.
I've done that. Anyway, I would say that, so there's the beauty in that, but I think there's something awesome about like being in your own space and
yeah,
like,
yeah, it's just more comfortable.
Yeah, for sure. 69% said your place. 31% said their place. That's actually really interesting because did you know that like sororities can't have guys sleep over at their house, but frats obviously have girls sleep over at their house, so like girls don't have the choice.
Yeah, it's just like
yeah, but they can leave whenever, I guess, so that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been dating a guy for a year, you really like him, but it's still kind of early and he's about to get deported if you don't get married. Do you do it?
This one, I've like heard of situations like this, right?
Yeah,
like I wouldn't do it. I don't think. Like, who knows? Maybe you're in the situation and you're like, but it just sounds like they just would want to get married for citizenship.
Yeah.
You know?
God, this is hard.
Right? Well, I'd definitely get a prenup if I did.
A prenup, yeah. A prenup is definitely a thing. Yes. I think that if maybe I was like, if I was my age right now, I wouldn't. But if maybe I was, like, 29 and, yeah, like...
Like, yes, this age, do you know what I mean? Would seem, like, kind of insane.
Yeah, kind of insane. But if it... Or if they were maybe, like, were my best friend or something. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Like, maybe... Because you can get it annulled, right? Your marriage?
Oh, that's true.
Right?
But then would they still be a citizen?
Oh... Oh, God.
Maybe. You probably have to...
That's a lot of pressure on you. You know what I mean?
Like, it is so, like... It's, what's the word? It's just such a hassle for you. Like, you'd have to be like,
yeah,
really want something with that person. Like,
no kidding. Yeah, I would say, probably no. I want to say yes, but no.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't. Okay. What did people say?
40% said yes.
Wow, that's more than I thought.
60% said no. I guess if you're like quote unquote in love.
Yeah, like if you're like the type of
they're about to get deported.
You're doing like a lot of stupid
things.
Like they're
literally about to get deported.
Oh. Wow. You never see them again after that.
Yeah. And I could see some girls that like legit low key want to get married. They're like, well, let's just get married. You know what I mean?
But I feel like it's just like, oh, that's such a bad reason to.
Oh, actually, it's a horrible reason. But I could see some like people doing that.
Yeah.
You've been dating someone for a year and a half and they want you to move to insert random state here. Would you do it?
Probably not. If it was like really random.
Yeah, like Nebraska or like,
oh my God,
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Like, I'm sorry, but like, no. Maybe somewhere cool.
What if it was like Indiana?
Ah, that's still random.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They were like the love of your life.
Oh.
Okay, the beauty with your job though is that you can technically do it anywhere.
True.
But it's like you thrive in a
like,
big city.
Like, maybe if it was like, if it was like the love of your life, then maybe like, maybe test it out. Yeah. But like, if you just hated living there, like,
maybe if you had like, you did like the bi-coastal thing for a while. So like, yeah, you like had your place in LA still, but like you still like flew there a lot or whatever.
I just think it's interesting, the idea of people like moving for someone else. It's like,
I know.
Oh, is that like such a good idea?
That's a big thing in Indiana to do. Like,
to move.
I feel like a lot of times, primarily, I feel like now it's starting to change a little bit, but I would say in the past like 10 years, a guy would get a job somewhere random, and then their girlfriend, who they're either engaged or they're, you know, see a future together, they move with.
Yeah. I've actually heard someone say, like, never move for someone unless you're, like, literally engaged.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I guess that makes sense.
Same.
But if it's before that, it's like, it's probably not worth it. Uh-huh. Like, you're probably going to break up.
Yeah.
And, like, then you'll be living somewhere that you didn't really want to live anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
But who knows? Maybe you'd, like, actually like that place.
What if it was, like, for you, what if it was, like, Chicago? What if they lived in, like, the heart of, like, downtown Chicago? Would you move there?
If it was a cool city, I would, maybe. Yeah, I would, because I would. It's kind of fun to, like, test out different areas.
Yeah.
Like, I lived in London for a month one time, and it was just, like,
what?
Fun.
I didn't know that.
It was my quarter-life crisis.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, so if it was, like, a cool city, you'd test it out.
Yeah, but, like, if it was, like, New York, Austin, San Francisco, Chicago, like one of those, I'd be like, why not?
Like, but if whatever. It's like Nebraska, it's a no-go.
Yeah, that's a no. Because okay. I have the thought of like moving randomly anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what if there's a city I like more than LA?
Uh-huh.
But I just know I would not like Nebraska.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nebraska. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if I would actually do this. Random state, like flyover states, aka Nebraska, uh-huh. Oklahoma, all those, no go. Like, yeah. Absolutely not. Sorry. Yeah. But.
What did people say?
44% said yes, they would. 56% huh. said no.
Still kind of a lot.
But I don't know. I'm like a, right? I'm a sucker. Like, I'm that person that, like, if I'm, like, all in and, like, I feel like this is the love of my life, like, I do wild crap like that. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Like, I feel like I'd be embarrassed to tell people, though, that I moved, like, because someone.
See, but I'm also the type of person that would, like, yeah, I would be moving for them, but yeah. I would have my crap figured out. Like, for I would sure. have my job lined up. I would have my own life. Like, I would hit up my friends that live there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, you'd have to make friends. You know what I mean? I probably, like, if I was doing YouTube, I'd, like, do another thing because I wouldn't want to be, like,
absolutely.
Just, like, doing YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, if it were, like, Chicago, like you said, like, Chicago, New York,
San Francisco's
kind yeah,
cool.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like those, I would be like, yeah, I'm down.
Boston. That's
Boston,
cool.
yeah, City. Exactly. Those, but if it was like, I don't know, like Kentucky or something like that, I would be
even
like
the kind of big cities that are still random, like Cincinnati,
yeah.
New Orleans. Like they're just.
What about
Philadelphia?
What about Denver? Yeah. I feel like that's hot right now.
Oh, Denver! I feel like would be cool though, because you've got like skiing.
Yeah, vibe. See, I would be
it
down.
It has like
for
a Seattle
Denver.
Vibe.
I'd be down for yeah. Denver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Denver would be a cool one.
Like the tough one for me would be like Indianapolis. Like I think I would go cray cray, but
yeah,
but it's also like kind of home. You know what I mean? I don't know. 44% said yes, they would.
Wow.
56%. I want to see if any guys said yes, they would.
Oh, that's interesting. Probably not.
Yeah, actually, some are.
Really?
Yeah.
Any that I know? Probably not.
No. I've got some frat boys.
Shocking. Okay.
Yeah, wow. I'm impressed with the frat boys right now that are voting. I want to see who said no, they wouldn't. Was dating better or worse before social media?
I feel like it was probably better just in the way of like people aren't like looking up stuff they don't need to know, you know?
Yeah.
But
I feel like yeah. it's more about it was not more about kind of like who you are and you're like
yeah, you're not getting this weird idea of someone. Or if it's a guy who's like posting kind of cringy stuff, that's not an option.
I feel like also true. I feel like also one, you had to be a lot more ballsy in the sense that,
true.
Like, if you saw someone in at, like, camp, like, you either got their number or, yeah. like, you never see them again. Uh-huh. Whereas, like, I could, like, go to the camp roster and find who it was. You know what I mean?
Right. And also with things like Instagram stories,
uh-huh.
Snapchat, it's, like, kind of weird that you can kind of know what
people are
someone
up to
is
all
up
the time.
To. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I almost, like, will make a point to, like, mute a guy that I like if I'm, like, I don't know, I just feel like it's weird.
Wow, that's smart. See,
even though I don't want to.
I feel like it's weird for kind of us because we're, like, always posting stuff.
Yeah.
That, like, they know exactly what I'm up to, but I don't know what they're up to.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so true. Yeah, because a lot of guys are, like, 307s.
Yeah,
like,
that I like.
They don't post.
Yeah, they don't yeah. post. 307s. I would also say, and I feel like it was more common to date, like, before social media, it was more common to date people, like, within your orbit, within your network, like,
yeah.
within your friend group, instead of, like, random people you met on Instagram who, like, live in, like, Miami, Florida.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like now that's common, like, oh, we met through Instagram and, like, once and, like, now we're in love.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like back then it was like, oh, I'm dating my best friends. My best friend's boyfriend's best friend. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Like, it's actually crazy. The world is so connected now.
Yeah. So, blessing or a curse, you can decide.
What did people say?
people said that 77% said it was better.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like also it raises the expectations, like, because everyone's hot. I was just listening to Gary Vee on the way here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shelby and I met Gary Vee.
Oh, yep.
Which, probably the highlight of my life.
And, of 2018.
Yeah, 2018. And he was saying how, like, in back in the early 2000s and the 90s, like, if you were hot, like, it did something for you. It's like, now it doesn't because everyone's hot on Instagram.
True, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone can get, like,
With filters and like Facetune and like just the angle and stuff, like everyone can look hot.
But
I don't know. That's why I feel like in LA when I meet someone who's like so cool, it's like, oh my god, you're a unicorn.
Yeah.
Like I already know you're gonna be hot.
Yep.
So,
dang, that does add to it. Like, what if you haven't met someone and then you're like, but are they gonna look like that?
I know. Like, exactly.
Although I feel like a lot of guys don't Facetune.
Don't Facetune, no.
But, like, some do.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I feel like they probably keep it to, like, teeth whitening, but it's still weird.
Yeah, but...
Like, I personally never Facetune.
I don't even know how to use Facetune.
I've only used it for, there's a whitening tool where you can whiten a background.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, if you want a background.
I've heard people use it for that.
But I feel like it's just kind of weird. Like, I don't care if there's, like, a wrinkle on my forehead. Like,
yeah, I know. Same. I'm not a big face tuner.
Yeah.
But I do think it's interesting when I do meet someone and I'm like, wow, they're actually a cool person. I feel like I meet way more hot people that aren't cool than I meet not hot people that are cool.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people that are hot and cool, it's like, wow, what planet did you come from?
Yeah, like, how are you doing that? You had to have grown up ugly or something.
Yeah.
Like, you recently glowed up.
Yeah, you recently glowed up. You recently got broken up with.
Yeah.
Is the question. Okay, so that wraps up our polls. But what'd you think of the results?
They were interesting. Like, the sleeping ones I pretty much expected to be kind of, like, not agreeing with me the whole time. But the ones that people moving, like, more people are down to, like, move than I thought. Or, like, marry the person or whatever.
No. I'm also one of those people that I'm like, I'm young. I have this opportunity to move. Like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You know?
Moving to a cool city.
Yeah,
cool city. Random state.
Oklahoma? Nah. No offense if you live in Oklahoma.
I know. I feel like so many people living in those states are like, hey, I love it here. And, like, that's good for you.
Yeah. It's just different when you've lived somewhere, like, for 5 years in a big, like, crazy big city. It's... What about a different country?
I've thought about that because I've, like, traveled a good amount. And I just feel like it would feel isolating because there's less to relate about.
Yeah.
But it could be cool, like, temporarily. If you knew, like, this is only going to be for a year.
See, if my, like, significant other, who knows? This hasn't happened to me. But if they moved to a different country, I don't think I would. Just because that's such a bigger deal.
Yeah. Like, if it was, like, a forever, like, they're forever moving to a different country, I'd be like, no, like, I love traveling, but I just know myself and that I wouldn't probably like it.
It's just a way bigger deal.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with, like, citizenship and all of the, among many other things.
And, like, if they speak a different language, you're just going to feel so isolated.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and
how are you going to make friends?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And, like, being away from, like, I already feel so far away from my family now, like, being across the country or, like, being in another country. Which would be cray-cray.
Yeah.
So, where can people find you and follow you? And I know we mentioned the Shutter one, but where can people interact with you?
On everything, it's just Shelby Church. So, I'm on YouTube. That's my main thing. Post once a week. And then Instagram is probably where I am second most. Mm-hmm. I post a good amount on there. I have a Twitter, but I hardly ever... Really, I honestly don't post that much. I should post more.
I feel like you should tweet more because you're really funny.
My like sense of humor, just I don't know how to put it in text form. So that's why I never tweet.
Shelby's that girl that went like everyone's hanging out and there's like the obnoxious person, which is probably like me. And then there's like a few other people that are funny. And then Shelby's the one that like is quiet and then she has a one-liner that's hilarious.
Oh, thanks.
I feel like that's you. You have a lot of good one-liners. But so follow her on all of that stuff. Gas her up so that she tweets more. Slide into her DMs. You're single, right?
I am.
Slide into our DMs. And yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram so you can vote in the polls, because this podcast is nothing without you guys voting, and it's way more fun if you do that. Give this podcast a good rating and review it on the podcast app, because it means the world. And anything else, Shelps?
That is it. Yeah, no.
That is it.
Covered it.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. Yeah, check out Shudder. Apply to be on
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.